Well, here we go. We've got another prayer letter from our friends in Oklahoma, the Bork family. And I'm going to read that to you here so we can know how to pray for them. And sit back, and here we go. So they are writing to us from January and February of this year, 2024. It says, praying and supporting fellow laborers. That's us. It is an honor to report the good news to you and praise the Lord together. We, praise the Lord, have had three souls come to us and have received the Lord as their Savior. Two were baptized and added to the church. God has blessed us with faithful laborers, friends to help Foundation Baptist as we continue to serve the Lord here in Oklahoma. Some of the blessings they have is they've had a great start to this new year. For one, the pastor revealed the theme for this church, and it says, Liberty in Christ. From the book of Romans, we've been challenged to share the gospel with the lost so that they may have liberty in Christ. This year, the church hosted an Easter event under our outdoor tent, and the weather was enjoyable. There were two souls saved during that time in the morning service. The blessings, they say here, are abundant, and we can't list them all. Well, that's good news. Some of the praises and prayer requests is, it says here, that there are many things to praise God for this year, but most of all, we want to thank Him. Thank Him for the strength to continue to serve Him and for His daily provisions. We ask that you pray for our upcoming summer events, for the church anniversary, for VBS or Vacation Bible School, and for the upcoming camp that they have. Our most urgent prayer request will be for the building of a facility of a growing group of people that will allow them to grow and relaunch their bus ministry. The fellowship that they host at the church now is a very tight fit, and they're praying for God to provide the right spot and place. They say to thank the Lord for your support, and they're thankful to you for your prayers, and they sign it, the Bork family. Let's continue to pray for these guys as God uses them and encourage you to also think about how you're going to serve the Lord and give your life to Him, because there's nothing more worthy than serving the great and holy King. That's all for now.